You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is for people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, can come together to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. In this episode, we're going to talk about common senior dental issues with Dr. Jack Easley. I'm your host, Kim Brown, an editor for My Senior Horse. We launched the global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this bi-weekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and so much more. Make sure and visit our website. Our guest today is a veterinarian and a boarded equine dentistry specialist based in Kentucky. Dr. Easley strived for more than 20 years to create a specialty board for equine dentistry. Then in 2013, Dr. Easley and 18 colleagues from around the world passed the first boards given to 24 veterinarians. He received diplomate status in the spring of 2014. That is when the American Veterinary Dental College equine specialty was formally recognized by the American College of Veterinary Dentistry and the AVMA. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Easley.
It is really good to be here, and I thank you for inviting me.
Well, we had talked to Dr. Easley last year about some basics of senior equine dentistry, and I'll make sure and include a link to that podcast and article in the article that accompanies this podcast on MySeniorHorse.com. In this podcast, we want to talk about specific dental issues that commonly affect senior horses. So let's start with tooth loss in the aging equine. Dr. Easley, can you please explain what hypsodont teeth are and what that means to our aging horses?
Yes. Horses are peculiar as a species in two respects. One is they eat a forage diet that is very high in biological silicate, which is abrasive to teeth. So it tends to wear teeth down over a period of time. And because of this, and because horses live to be older than most other herbivores or animals that eat just forage diets, their teeth have to last longer. So they have evolved to have what are called long-crowned teeth or hypsodont teeth. Okay. And these long-crowned teeth continue to erupt throughout the horse's life. And as they erupt, the occlusal surface of the teeth wear down. And so the tooth erupts into the mouth as a young horse. And by the time a horse is about 5 years old, it has a 4.5-inch long molar and the incisor teeth. They're all really long teeth. And most of that tooth is composed of crown, which is the enamel-containing portion of the tooth. The roots tend to continue to elongate over the horse's life. But as the tooth erupts and wears down, it wears the crown of the tooth down. And the crown is the hard part of the tooth, that the enamel-containing part that has the sharp edges on it that grind the forage up. So as the horse ages, the crowns get shorter, they have less enamel in their teeth, and so they're less able to masticate and chop up forage. And as they get to be senior horses in their 20s and 30s, their teeth finally begin to wear out, where the horse is now masticating on the root part of the tooth, or the tooth that doesn't contain any enamel. And those are what we refer to as smooth-mouthed horses. And these horses can no longer chop up forage. And so we have to manage their diets and take care of them a little bit better. But hypsodont teeth means a long-crowned tooth. But these teeth do tend, they don't continue to elongate throughout life. They reach their maximum size by about 4 to 5 years of age, and then they get shorter every year by 4 to 7 millimeters throughout the horse's life. And so by the time the horse is in their 20s, these teeth are beginning to wear out.
Goodness. Okay, let's go to a different one then. We hear about periodontal disease in humans when we go to the dentist, but horses also get periodontal disease. Can you tell us what that is in horses and what it means to them?
Periodontal disease is a disease of the support structure of the tooth. And with horses, they have a really active support structure for that tooth. The tooth sits in a dental socket, but remember that tooth is continuing to erupt throughout the horse's life. So the dental socket is remodeling. A different portion of the tooth is erupting up into the mouth. They have a very active periodontal structure, which is the structure around the tooth that keeps that tooth pushed up into the mouth and keeps the teeth wearing at an even rate. And if anything happens to interrupt that, then the horse can get gingivitis and periodontal pockets and then periodontal disease. Now, the most common cause of periodontal disease in the horse is a horse developing little gaps between its teeth that we call diastema. And they get food trapped into those gaps, and then the food tends to stagnate and get rotten down in those pockets between the teeth, and then the gum recedes and the bone recedes and the periodontal tissues get infected. And it's a very painful condition in horses. And it's a very common type of dental disease, and it becomes more common with age. So the incidence of periodontal disease, when we see it in young horses, it's usually due to a displaced tooth or a malerupted tooth. But in older horses, it's just the result of continual wear and eruption of these teeth. And sometimes these teeth don't stay in perfect alignment, and then they tend to get pockets between the teeth that traps food and then gets periodontal disease. So it's much more common in old horses than younger horses, even to the point that it's probably 90% of the horses over 20 that we see at least have one periodontal pocket in their mouth.
Oh, wow. So there's just one more reason that we need to make sure that we're getting our veterinary dentist to look at our horses every year or more often if they have problems.
That's right. And periodontal disease is something that can be managed in the early stages, but it does have to be continually managed. We usually don't treat periodontal disease one time and that's takes care of it. Usually it's a management problem from then on, and it does require regular, either semi-annual or annual checkups and having these pockets cleaned out to keep the horse comfortable and keep the gums healthy. And if it goes on too long, then the horse ends up losing a tooth.
Oh, dear. Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antec Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them. Well, here's another human problem, and I don't know if horses get it. Do horses get cavities?
They do, and they get a different type of cavity than people get. In our teeth, we have what are called brachiodont teeth, and so the crown of our tooth is covered with enamel, where in a horse, the enamel is sort of more to the inside of the tooth, and the crown of the tooth is actually covered in cementum, and the cement gets these carious lesions in it. And there's two different types of carious lesions. There are peripheral caries that get around the outside of the tooth and can dissolve the cementum and then the enamel and get into the dentin and cause an infection in the tooth. And this is usually caused from a change in pH in the mouth. So really acidic feeds, feeding silage to horses or horses that are on water that has a really low acidic pH, such as mine runoff water. And there's certain parts of the world that have acidic water and they'll cause peripheral caries in horses. And this is usually manageable by changing the diet or the situation that the horse is in. There's a different type of carry that we also see that involves the infundibulum, which is sort of a depression in the crown of the upper cheek teeth and the incisor teeth. And that cementum that's in that infundibulum can become carious and can then kind of dissolve the middle of the tooth and can lead to both endodontic disease or, you know, a infected tooth, or can weaken the tooth to where the tooth fractures. So there's two different types of caries that we see in horses, and both of them are more rare than periodontal disease, but they're fairly common, probably 10% of the older horses that we see. You got to consider a horse has got 44 teeth. So when we talk about a horse with periodontal disease, that can just be one of 44 teeth. Yeah. And so the incidence per tooth is pretty low, but when you've got 44 teeth, you've got a pretty good chance of having one of them have a problem.
Well, what else would you consider common senior equine dental issues?
Well, I think that the most common thing that we see are horses that have either, because of constant wear and attrition of their teeth, they break a tooth, you know, they chip a piece off of a tooth that can expose a pulp and get an endodontic infection, or they get periodontal disease, which affects the support structure of the tooth. So the tooth starts to get displaced or pushed to the side and gets out of alignment with the rest of the teeth. And then that exacerbates the periodontal disease and causes the horse to have oral pain. We also see horses that, as they get older, of course, they're more prone to getting tumors in their mouth or having some sort of soft tissue injury in their mouth. So things accumulate over the years. So a scar on a tongue or ulcers in the cheek, all of those things tend to get worse with age if they're not attended to. And then some of the times those soft tissue injuries turn out to be soft tissue tumors, squamous cell carcinoma being the most common that we see affect old horses in their mouth. But tumors are more rare than a lot of other dental problems that we see. We always have to consider that as when we see soft tissue injuries or loose teeth in old horses, it can be something other than a primary dental problem. And then sinus problems. You know, the upper cheek teeth are in close contact with the maxillary sinuses. And these sinus compartments in the head, there's a very thin layer of bone and soft tissue that separates the root of the tooth from the floor of the sinus. And as old horses get deep periodontal pockets or fracture a tooth or get an endodontic infection, it's not unusual for those to then migrate into the sinus and cause a secondary sinusitis. And so you've got a horse with a chronic runny nose, or, you know, and it can have a smelly nasal discharge. And even some of these deep periodontal pockets will actually allow food to get into the sinus. And then you've got a, you know, not just an infection, but a contaminated sinus with forage. And those things are hard to manage. They're much easier to prevent than they are to treat them once they happen.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the, you know, things when the sinuses are involved, you might see the runny nose or, you know, the smelly discharge. Just in general, what should owners look for that should alert them to get in touch with their vet or veterinary dentist in anticipation of maybe it's a tooth problem?
Well, I think that the most common thing that we see in older horses with dental issues are not eating fat, you know, slowing down on their consumption of feed. So you find the horse that has normally been able to eat its food as fast as the other horses that it's out with, and now it's starting to get pushed out of the feed box, or it can't eat as well as efficiently as it did before. They can also start to drop feed or hay out of their mouth. And you see what are referred to as quid balls, which are partially poorly chewed bunches of hay or forage that sometimes gets spit back out if they can't get it chewed well. But it's interesting that over 75% of the dental disease that gets diagnosed is not reported by the owner, but it's found on a primary oral exam. So most horses that we diagnose even quite severe dental disease on are actually showing no clinical signs that an owner or a trainer has detected. But once we find the problem, it's amazing sometimes how much better these horses get once they get the dental problem taken care of, because horses are normally, they're a prey animal, so they don't exhibit pain or discomfort or anxiety as well as a lot of other animals or people do. They can't tell you when they hurt, and they try not to show it. And so a lot of times these horses have painful dental problems or dental problems that are irritating or aggravating for them, and they may just not show any symptoms, or it may be very subtle, you know, where they act slightly depressed, or they sometimes have head shaking or just slow down in their eating, but nobody, they just think, well, it's just an old horse. And then once you get the dental problem fixed, they don't do that anymore. And so it improves them. So I think it's important that you not just have the horse that looks like he's losing weight or he's not eating well, have his teeth examined, but they all need to be examined at least once a year to make sure they've got a healthy mouth and don't have any dental problem.
Well, that is a great note for us to end on today. Thank you, Dr. Easley, for joining us on this podcast to talk about senior horse dental issues.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it, and it's been enjoyable. I really appreciate you having me on, and it's a great service that you do for horse owners and veterinarians.
Well, thank you so much. And we encourage our listeners to sign up for our weekly newsletter to be the first to get information from My Senior Horse. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for content of myseniorhorse.com, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter kbrown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.